What is up, everybody?
What is up?
Can you not share, please? There's some people that are trying to sleep. Hey, can you not share, people are trying to sleep.
Okay.
So you'll remember when we, if we may, you want to let me know when we can start. We started Perek Aleph. We're right at the beginning of the sugya, and we wanted to know how one acquires Ava v'simcha she'enu tolu b'dava. That's not an easy ask. That means the love for the person or the object is not conditional, which we're used to saying a lot. You know what that means, unconditional love. But if you process and you think about it the way we're starting to think about it, you'll see zelo kol kach pashut. That means the trace to love someone comes from within me and has nothing to do with the person. The subject of the love has nothing to do with my decision to love. That's number one. And simcha as well, which is even harder for us to get a grip on, is can you be besimcha tomid, irrespective of what's going on around you? It means it's got nothing to do with external forces. That's the subject that we're dealing with at the moment. We spent a long time both in Gemara Seder and in this Seder learning about the value of a Jewish life. We spoke about that at length, you'll remember. The abandoned baby in the tower station. You have to chazer that constantly. If you remember it, you'll chazer, otherwise you'll do it for the first time. We don't have to cross other people's T's and dot their R's. They remember it. Okay, so we're now going to Memphis. That's the bracha we make on the celebration. We celebrate our group. The what we call a sheyotza. But we don't learn Kabbalah here, we don't learn the secrets of the Torah here. In that bracha we say, now we don't know what we're talking about. We don't know what the kisei kovod is. We don't know what's going on there. Because all these angelic beings, these spiritual forces, stand trembling in front of the kisei kovod. So we don't know what's going on up there. However, we do say those words. We say it all the time. I don't know what we're talking about. Ulapeta. Anu magalim. Apipiru shamilim shela brocha. And then suddenly you make this brocha and you understand, you start hearing. Kani gufi v'tafkidoi hitkin. That me, my body. And all its functionings. Kol ma'arechet ha'zanova iku. All my nourishment and my digestive system, called petachov v'nakovov shel gufo, all the openings and the workings of this body, kulam oindim v'nitzovim v'nei kisei kovod, they're all up there in front of the kisei kovod. That's what you say when you say a sheyotzo. No, that's not true. Then stop saying a sheyotzo, because it says gulur v'nitzovim v'nitzovim. Shemipesach emeim oisosim echem, my entire functioning of my goof is sitting there lifnei kisei hakovod. V'hiz barach b'chvoidei v'atzmoi, Hashem in his person doeg she'akol yitnel k'roi. He's making sure that everything's functioning the way it's supposed to be functioning. Everyone according to whatever the chochma elyona decides each person's physical needs or spiritual needs ultimately. Hushayim al b'riyosi, he guards my health, ala izun shel haneshama vaguf yachdav. He maintains the balance between the guf and the neshama. Madua, what? My pat lo, what's going on when you're in the bathroom? Ki choshev lo kol rega chayim sheli. You know what? because every moment of my life is very important to Hashem. Choshev lo shagish tov, it's important to him that I feel good. That's why we have kashas when we don't feel good. Not a kasha, why me? The question is not why me. The question is why is Hashem suffering? Because I need not to feel good for whatever the reasons are. All of that, that the food goes in properly, that it comes out properly, that all the nourishment goes to where it's got to go to, you know what goes on when you swallow food? You know what takes place automatically every time you put something into your mouth and you chew it and you swallow it? Have you any idea what takes over? You know what I'm talking about? You eat an egg. With an egg made up of all sorts of different nutrients, and those nutrients are needed in different parts of the body. How do they know where to go? How does the calcium know that's going to go to the bones, and this goes to the liver, and this goes to the kidney, and this goes here, and this goes into there, this turns into fat, and this turns into somebody tell me, you know how to do that? You have any idea what you're doing inside of you? It's one of the food, and the food does what it does, no? And then what's not needed goes out. All you do is chew and swallow and enjoy, hopefully. Unbelievable, eh? Unbelievable. Same thing. That's Chochma El Yoina. We learned on Friday morning that that's Kimat Korav Lenavua. The people that invent these medicines and the people that come up with all these things or whatever, Chovas Alavava says Mefurish, which is a Kimat Korav Lenavua. That Chochma that they have, that they come up with these big inventions, they think that they are Chachomim. It's a Kosh Baruch who gave them the Chochma, that's all. But he loses the lotion. I can't get over this lotion. I don't know much Neddy. You can ask him. And Neddy fell off my chair. Kimat Korav Lenavua. This guy there in Teva Pharmaceuticals is sitting there getting paid $1 million an hour for inventing these whatever beta blockers and alpha shows, whatever. And we don't know how to work. Long we've been Kulum. He understands. Korav Lenavua. Kimat Korav Lenavua. You put the pill in and it does what it does. You eat the food and the food does what it does. Unbelievable. Yeah, we stand astounded. Unbelievable. The Kodesh Baruch Hu created by Atzmo, he's sitting on his kisei kovud. We don't know what it is, but we know that it's something. Wow, it's up there somewhere in the higher heaven somewhere. And there he's busy worrying about. That's my body. And he ain't even finished the Chazal. Ain't no mirrors ba'om. And we know that Chazal don't just stamp poor. Ain't chas velila hafrachas guzmot. They don't exaggerate and they don't just, you know, try and get attention. We have to listen to Chazal's words seriously. If he shonim et yachsim lekol divrei mekadoshim alocha v'gadol, the same as we take everything Chazal say very seriously. We have to understand what they're saying. Most of the times we don't understand what they're saying. That's why it's hard to take it seriously, because it sounds what they're saying doesn't make sense. It's because you haven't understood what they're saying. Aval, we know that we have to take them seriously. But what it means, the Roshan is very straightforward. Kol ha'olam kuloi. The entire universe from the base in Breishis, but Olam Hanetzach until the end of time, which in the infinite world doesn't ever happen. Kedai mein bishvili is all shaykh, it's all relevant, it's all good, and it's all worthwhile just for me. Just for me. That the world, ha'olam, I mean, from my sabrashis until wherever it peters out, is all just for me. How do you understand? As he's going to tell you now, we don't understand it. We can't grasp it. Every word of Torah was given to Moshe Rabbeinu Basina. Every word of Chazal is emes lamito. So how do you understand? And you have to remind yourself every day. Miserable, miserable.
terrible.
You look like you just heard the worst possible news. Welcome back. So worst possible news, Bishvili, this is all because of me. You know why you're scared? Because it means you're responsible. No, because there's a responsibility that comes with it. We have to understand. I need mature perspective. I need to be an adult. When we talk about Hashem needing me, because we understand that that's clear. Hashem doesn't need me, but he needs me. We'll see. Therefore, Hashem is prepared to invest unbelievably in my life. What does this mean? Hashem needs us? Because he doesn't. If you say that Hashem needs you, you're not be kairos. But I'm telling you, Hashem needs us. From an apikairos, why are you still young? When he tell you from an apikairos. No, we'll understand what that means. Hashem needs us. You have to understand what that means. But in a chosrim, he's not lacking anything. So how can he need anything? He's completely shalom. He has everything. He doesn't need anything. So how can he need me? Needing me means I can give him something that he doesn't have. But he has everything, because anything I could give him, he gave me to start with. When you give Hashem a korban, what are you doing? You're taking something that Hashem gave you and giving him a korban. Like somebody gives you a cake to give themselves a cake. You're going to visit somebody. So you haven't got a cake. So they give you a cake. And they give you the cake. You take the cake. You give me back the cake. Wow, I gave you such a nice cake. It's just taste. There's a problem here. So we have to understand, obviously. You're late. Yisrael Masif in Koyach Begvura Shamale. We can't find a sforim. That's why you're being late is important. Otherwise, you wouldn't have noticed. But we couldn't find our safer. Okay. V'amnam anu maitzim b'divrei Chazal v'kamam akomis l'shonish l'flayim b'naisazeh. Chazal, don't just mention it, yeah? Let's look at some of the words of the Torah and make the question that we have a little bit bigger than it is already. When Klal Yisrael are doing the rotzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, moisifim koyach begvura shel mala. They are adding koyach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu above. When you are doing the rotzon of Hashem, what's the lotion here? When you're doing the rotzon of Hashem, you add strength to Hashem. Hashem lacking a bit of strength, you do the mitzvahs, he now gets beefed up. Yeah? K'mo da'at amar, it's a pasuk in Tehillim, if you want to find the culprit for this apikosis. Chas v'chalila David HaMelech. Be'elokim na'as achayel, u'be'azman. The rock of your youth you have weakened. You weaken Hashem when you don't do his rotzon. That's a posuk in Dvorim. You can't even blame David HaMelech. Now you have to blame Kodesh Baruch Hu because that's what he said. When you don't do my rotzon, I get very weak. And then I get to take vitamins. I don't know if it's food, it gets weak, whatever. But understand, we don't understand. We give Hashem strength, we take away his strength. What are we talking about? He's not lacking anything. How can you take away koyach and give him koyach? But this is Torah and it needs to be understood. But Dvorim is Baru Bisatid Ishmael Hal, and these things will be explained as we go ahead. Muvoy Bazor HaKadosh, Chelek Beis, Lamed Beis, Amid Beis. We go straight to the translation. Kasha'isim Maisim Sheirim Noisim Koyach, Chayzek V'chayel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It doesn't say Kiviyochel. When you do nice, good deeds, Ksheirim, do deeds, you give koyach, chayzek, v'chayel, l'chadosh baruch. Then you take kiviyochel. Zohar. V'zeh kosuf tznu'ez l'elokim. Give strength to God. V'ma, how do you give strength to God? V'maisim toivim, v'maisim ksheirim. But I think it says somewhere that if you do good things, what did you give Hashem? When you're a tzaddik, my titen law, what do you give Hashem? You did mitzvahs, and Hashem, why, he really needed your mitzvahs? Gam kanish alas karmo, ki etanu naisim koi chayzak v'chayla kodesh bolko. We're giving all these things to Hashem. He's not lacking anything. How can you give him something that he doesn't need? And if he did need it, he has it already. If I give you something you already have, what's the praise in that giving? If you're 100% fully pumped up with all the koyach in the world, how can I give you more koyach? You already have all the koyach that there is. You're right. If you have a chocolate cake and give you another chocolate cake, now you've got two chocolate cakes. We're not talking about that. We're talking about koyach, chayzer, chayel. How do you give Hashem koyach? Whatever koyach you've got comes from him as well. He's not lacking any koyach. After you give him anything, that's the problem here. It could be that he has a chocolate cake, you give him another one, he can't say that he needs it. So why am I giving him something he doesn't need? I do mitzvahs and somehow Hashem gets pumped up and he's almost tittering on the edge of, and then I did a mitzvah and he's like, oh, sure, Baruch Hashem, thanks. I didn't think I was going to get through the day without that. Well, what are we talking about? That's what the words say. You understand? We don't understand. So let's make a little start and then we'll stop. Chazal Amru Berei Me'mena B'mid B'Pashas Pinchas, very esoteric piece of Braisa there. Almidas HaChesed Shel Avram Avinu. There it talks about the mid of Chesed and Avram Avinu. We all know that Avram is Chesed. So what was his Chesed? Ezehu Chosid, what's called the Chosid? Someone who does Chesed. Someone who is chesed for his creator. Sort of have a Meals on Wheels chesed organization that takes care of Hashem's nutrition. You do chesed for Hashem. Hashem needs chesed. You do chesed for him. That's what the Reime Mena says. Ezi chosid, ze hamit chesed im koinoi. And as he points out, that's astounding. That means to chesed for Hashem, who toli b'chasadem, he needs my chesed. Oid muve divrei rabosainu, Yisrael mefarnesim la'avim shebeshamayim. The Zohar tells us that Klal Yisrael provides panosah for Hashem. Hashem governs for panosah, and we give him panosah. No, that's not what Hashem is having a bit of a financial ordeal. It's a bit tough. Inflation and everything. So Klal Yisrael gives Hashem panos. That's what the Zohar says. When Yishan Hashem, Yekodesh Baruch Hu tzirich panosah, v'loid ele shepanosah b'yadeinu. First of all, does Hashem need panos? And second of all, if he does, it's up to me to mefarnes him. I have my own problem. Don't make your problems mine. I have a lot of time to mefarnesing myself. And if he can't mefarnes him, I have to mefarnes him. I'm relying on him to mefarnes me. Because how else do you get? How do you get panosah? If it's not Hashem giving you the panosah, but I have to give him panosah. If he's giving me panosah, so all of Shara Betochen becomes irrelevant. What's going on here? And this is not light sources. It's not like late Achroimim who are talking, Mas Chassidus of Vortia. This is the Zohar. So we understand that we don't understand. If you've got that clear, then you're in good shape. Oh, let's stop there before we take the next step. We have what to think about now as this month starts. Okay, Raboisa, a guten Chodesh, a guten Zman, a good year.